Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way they God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me. The way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed
me
in the mire. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives. So my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me. Yeah. The way that God loves me. The way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
On the rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Amen and welcome, welcome to this, our brand new season of the Sunday Morning Inspiration here on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shiro at your Ground Zero. Welcoming you back to this brand new season. It's a brand new day. We are prepared to get started. This is how we like to start our week. As always, if you're in your favorite position before you start your day, lie back, sit back, close your eyes. We're going into our meditation phase. We're going to do our breathing exercises. Make sure that you're comfortable. This is our time for this 15 to 30 minutes before you start the beginning of your week and, of course, your Sunday, wherever you are. If you're listening live, welcome. And if you're listening to the replay, I pray you enough of whatever it is you need to make it through this week as well. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Know that you are not alone. All right, if everyone is in their favorite spot, in their favorite position, lying back, sitting back, legs up, feet up, get comfortable. I want you to get comfortable. This is our meditation time. We're going to do our breathing exercises. So if everyone is ready, let's go. Let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time, let's inhale this cool, crisp, positive air. And exhale the warm or even hot air from our spirits and our bellies and our souls. Let's exhale everything, all of the negativity, let it go. Release it into the atmosphere and be done with it. Again, let's inhale. Hold it. Now let's exhale. One more time before we get into this week's lesson. Inhale. Now exhale. Continue your breathing exercises. Excuse me. As we begin our inspiration for this week. This week we'll be talking about the fact that someone is knocking. We have free will to make the choice to let him in. You see, so many of us, we know that the right things are waiting for us. All we have to do is open the door, either welcome it in, or cross that threshold into the unknown, walk by faith into our blessings and destiny. But so many of us, we decide to go to the back door, the back window, and we'll ease that open, and we let everything negative, all of the bad influences, all of the bad people into our world. And then we wonder why things are falling apart. You see, so many are turning from their faith, choosing to hang with the in crowd, trying to fit in to a world we do not belong in. It is not until the worlds of many fall apart that some will decide to open the door and let the Savior come in again. Revelations 3:20 is this week's inspiration. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. That's another way of saying, hey, if you let me in, I will be here for you because you let me in and you let me know that you are here with me. We will walk this journey together. If we decide, oh my gosh, somebody's ringing the bell at the front door, turn off the lights, close the curtains, make pretend like we're not here, while we're at the back door letting Satan and all of his minions into our world, and then we're not happy. But when it gets to that point where we can no longer bear it, we want to run to the front door and open it. By then, guess what? There are millions and millions and millions of people on this earth who are waiting to open their front doors. So when you open it the next time, that may be a blessing missed. So choose your decision wisely. Choose your decision wisely. Because at some point, that blessing is not going to sit forever. Because the same way that you are ignoring your blessing, there's someone right in your general vicinity, usually, who's waiting for that same blessing. So just remember, someone is knocking. You make the choice to let him in. You make that choice. No one can make it for you. No one can be blamed for your choice but you. So many people, I know so many people who I've never heard apologize for anything. I've never heard them take responsibility for their actions. It's always someone else's fault. Even if you're not to blame 100%, maybe you're to blame 10%. You made the choice to turn that knob, to move that lever, however your doors work, to open the wrong door and let everything negative and wrong into your world. Maybe it was a poor decision, but that was your poor decision. That was your choice. Once they're in, it's hard to get them out. I heard someone say once, or I read it somewhere, that it's easier to get into trouble than it is to get out. So while you're running to the back door for all the bells and whistles, the person who you need to go to and welcome into your life is waiting at that front door. Someone is knocking. Will you let him in? Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. He will do this freely. What he expects from you is your loyalty, is your dedication, is your unyielding faith. The people at the back door, they'll come in. They'll eat with you too. They will eat you out of house and home and then move on to the next victim. You're left with nothing because they are coming in to get what serves them, what suits their wants. They could care less about your needs. It's all about them. But for that small moment in time, you had convinced yourself that you were one of them. You were fitting in with that in crowd, with that crowd that's known, with the crowd that parties and popular, and everyone wants to be in their company until they're done using you. And once they've spent all of your resources, they won't even know your name. They won't even know you exist. Until they get wind of the fact that you've recovered and your shelves are stocked and they can come back and reap the benefits of what you have worked so hard to sow yet again. Someone is knocking. Make sure you are opening the correct door. The choice is always yours. No one else's. Only you can make it right for you or wrong for you. The choice is yours. Someone is knocking right now. Will you get up? If you're still in bed, will you get up and let them in? Or will you sit back and wait? For those who sneak around the back and come to you under the cloak of darkness and secrecy. And so many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. We can watch 100 movies. What do? They sneak in through the back windows. They never sneak in through the front door or through the front window. They're always sneaking in through it's going to be the upstairs window, or it's usually the back door or the back window. And once they're done, they're back out the back window or the back door, sneaking and creeping, conniving. Even with me describing this, is that what you really want? Are those few moments of fame or satisfaction are those moments really worth it? Only you can decide. Only you can make that decision. No one else can make it for you. No one. So I hope that you enjoyed the return of the Sunday morning inspiration for today. This is our first day back, so we have a lot of announcements for you. So many things are happening here at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and, of course, the Sunday Morning Inspiration and the Wall Foundation, Inc., too. So we're going to jump right into our announcements before you go. So I hope you stick around for that. On June 13th, Arlene Spann is having a book signing from 3 to 5 p.m. at Colmar Manor Town Hall Rec Center at 3701 Lawrence Street, Colmar Manor, Maryland, 20722. And then, on 6:13 at 9 p.m., it's the We Chat right here on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. From 9 to 11, we'll be picking up where we left off yesterday. We had a wonderful chat. I'm probably going to add yesterday's show to a special CD series that you can get a copy of when you order my latest book coming out later this year. We're going to be talking about Women's Empowerment Chat, and our topic will be Father's Day is coming up. How do you, when women say that they are fathers too, and they deserve to be celebrated on Father's Day equally, just like men. So we'll be talking about that, expanding on last night's show. If you have not had a chance to listen, give it a listen right here. It is archived. It's probably featured by now. So you can just click on the link and listen to last night's program. It was a very cerebral conversation with a gentleman and some ladies that called in as well. Great show. On 6:14 at 6:30 a.m., it's the Sunday Morning Inspiration again. And my topic will be putting on your armor of God. And on 6:16, we'll be wishing the prayer warrior herself, host of the Motivate and Pray show that airs 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings, Marcella D. Moore, is having a wonderful and happy birthday, so we'll be sure to be celebrating and announcing that again at that time. On 6:20, we'll be taking the break, so there'll be no Spotlight Spectacular this month. But if you are an entrepreneur, an artist, a poet, or someone who has a product or service, and you would like to be featured on our Spotlight Spectacular, you can contact me at 202-618-2556 and tell me a little bit about your product or service. Or you can also write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And on 6:21, the Sunday Morning Inspiration, of course, returns at 6:30 a.m., and my topic will be Worldly Riches, Heavenly Dismisses. And I tell you, we are doing such great things, the Bio Tour, and that stands for Being Beautiful Inside and Out. The Bio Tour is on the move again. We kick it off again with Yay, It's Summer youth event with Angel Tyler. It will be at the Linthicum Heights Library from 1 to 4 p.m. and it's located at 400 Shipley Road in Linthicum Heights, Maryland. There's a $5 registration fee for this event, but we'll be sure to give you a nice little coupon that you can use for shopping a little later on, so you will get something back for your support. 6:27 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio welcomes author Helen Wu to our show. She's the co-author of the best-selling book, Sexy with No Boundaries. Her new book, Self-Aid, Inspirations to Turn Struggles into Success, is chock full of all types of quotes to help you make it through the day. She has wooisms throughout her book, as I have wallisms, of course, that you all have heard me create and use many times on our program. So join us on 627 for Helen Wu as our special guest right here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And the 28th, stay tuned as I announce where God will lead me for my new topic of discussion for the Sunday morning inspiration that will air, of course, at 6:30 a.m. on 6:28. And on July the 10th, we're back again. The bio tour is back at the Linthicum Library with Youth Beauty Games and Books from 11 to 2 with Angel Tyler. And again, there's a $5 registration there for that. If you love yourself and your children, $5 we thought was a wonderful and a good price to help us keep afloat so that we can keep bringing you the absolute best in programming. And in a few moments, I'll tell you how you can get involved and support us for all of our programs so that we can continue to help those in need right here and, of course, abroad, because we are an international organization and we get requests for help from all over the world. On August the 8th, it's a Women Authors Expo 2015 at the Miller Library in Howard County. It's located at 9421 Frederick Road in Ellicott City. And one of our special guests is Sister Marcella D. Moore. That's right, the prayer warrior herself, host of the Motivate and Pray show, will be joining us here in Maryland for the Women Authors Expo. And it's from 10 to 3. 10 o'clock will be our registration time. You can socialize while they set up. We will be moving into our main room for our event starting at 11 a.m. And, of course, we had some issues a few weeks ago on one of our shows, so we will be screening our live callers heavily. We are no longer accepting live callers on our shows for a while until they are properly vetted and screened. Until then, we will be screening all calls before we allow them to come on air. And if people change up, I will be doing what I do best, click the X and erase them from our programming. We will not tolerate people calling in who find courage in their keyboard, who want free publicity, or they want to be heard on a platform that does not belong to them. We will not be addressing this anymore. We will not be allowing this. We have been in damage control for the last week or so. So we will not be allowing anyone on the show without special instructions in place to keep the integrity of our programming and the respect of our guests and our listeners intact. We are upgrading our programming directions and guidelines. And we hope that you will continue to pray for us and support us. And with that said, as you know, both the Sunday Morning Inspiration and Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And that's a 501c3 nonprofit that is approved by the IRS. We have two major fundraisers going on. We are a certified charity on GoFundMe. If you didn't know, GoFundMe has a program for certified charities. These are charities who have been vetted, who have proven to be bona fide, legal 501c3s. We do have a page there on GoFundMe, and that's at GoFundMe.com/ The Time to Heal is Now. The time to heal is now. And for those of you who have a product or service, we have a special site for you. If you've never heard of givinggrid.com, there are grids there. For as little as $10 donation to the foundation, you can put the logo of your product or service up by one grid by a few. We have a few 20, 30, and one main $50 donation spot on Giving Grid for you to help us. And by doing so, you can also put your logos up so that when people click around to see who's supporting us, they'll be able to learn a little bit more about you. And you can find this at www.givinggrid.com/healingbeyondborders. That's www.givinggrid.com/healingbeyondborders. We need your support. We have more requests coming in than we have resources to go out and help those in need. So we really do need your support. We'll be doing all of our updates for the next couple of weeks because we want to keep you informed of what we're doing here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, the Sunday Morning Inspiration, and the Wall Foundation Incorporated, of course. If you'd like to get involved, you can always write to us, Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, or you can call us 202-618-2556. Or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. I want to thank you. Our server is still having problems. I don't know if we'll be able to get our closing music to play today, but they say that they are working on that. But I want to remind each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. And as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever you may be up against this week and beyond. So I pray each and every one of you enough, my spirit will continue to honor your spirit. And just know that you are not walking this journey alone. If you think you are, I'm here to tell you that I am just a phone call, a text, or an email, or a message away. If I don't get back to you right away, hold on. Hold on to your faith and give me the chance to see your message and I will respond to you. So I hope to see you at some of our upcoming events. And if you can't make it to some, then one or two. We love meeting our supporters and our listeners. Oh my goodness, this has been such a whirlwind year. I have been talking about in the past about my breakthrough. Well, I did get that new job, making more money, of course. I started on June 1st, so amen, God is good. And even then, that is a stepping stone to greater things. But I am thankful and grateful that God gave me my breakthrough when I needed it most. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I pray each and every one of you enough, and I will see you so soon, Lord willing. I'm so excited to be back. I can't even talk correctly. But be well, be blessed, and continue to pay it and pray it forward. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero, at your Ground Zero. Thanking you, thanking you, thanking you for being here. I'll see you soon. Be well, be blessed. My spirit will continue to honor each and every one of yours. Namaste.